take to your office, or you can leave at home, whichever, but also shows the appreciation of you and your service to the university. So, thanks again, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Our agenda today and roll call agenda have 35 items. Again, I think that's a record. These include several items that involve universities programming, hiring of key posts, approval of transportation fees and student health insurance fees. The work of the university continues despite how the state budget concerns have impacted us. Issues that are being addressed during our meeting include the use of search firms for hiring key university positions, pension reform, and issues surrounding programming, just to name a few of the ones that we'll cover. But next, I'd like to ask President Bob Easter to introduce university officers and some of the Senate observers who are here with us today. Bob?
Thank you, Trustee McMillan. I would like to introduce these individuals and just ask that you raise your hand as I call your name, beginning with Treasurer of the University of Illinois, Mr. Lester McKeever. Mr. McKeever, thank you very much for your service to the university. The three chancellors, Chancellor Cook, if you would raise your hand, so from the Springfield campus, Chancellor Alan Mears from the Chicago campus, UIC. And Chancellor Wise today is speaking at a conference in England, and she's not able to be with us, but Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Elisami Aceta, is with us for Urbana. Thank you, Adi, for being here to represent the campus. Other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs, Christophe Pierre, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller, Walter Knorr, Vice President for Research, Larry Shook, Vice President for Health Affairs, Skip Garcia, Mr. Tom Barrows, University Counsel, Cappy Lang, Director of Government Relations, is in the back of the room, ready to run off to answer that call from Springfield at the moment. Tom Hardy, Executive Director for University Relations, is over here. Susan Keyes, Secretary of the Board. We do have Senate observers here today, and I'll just quickly introduce those from the Senate's conference in the Springfield campus, Lynn Fisher. Lynn, if you'd please raise your hand. Matt Wheeler, coming to us from the Urbana-Champaign campus, from that campus Senate, representing the Chicago campus Senate, Dr. Brian Kay. Dr. Kay. Kathy Jamison, Associate Professor of Communication, representing the campus Senate from Springfield. And Ahalam Akadmani, Director of Research Operations from the campus here in Chicago. So, also in attendance, Dr. Don Chambers, I saw Don a few minutes ago in the audience over here, from the Senate in Chicago, Phil Patson, Dr. Patson's in the audience, and Dr. Joyce Tolliver from the Senate in Urbana. Thank you, Dr. Tolliver, for being here. And also like to recognize Jerry Burkhardt. Jerry, would you step forward wherever you are, probably behind the scenes somewhere. Jerry has been leading the team that provides video services and webcasting for the Board of Trustees for some time, and this is his last meeting. I still don't see Jerry, but let's give him a round of applause and thank him for his service over here. And to your point, Mr. McMillan, we have awarded Will by the end of the academic year, which ends as we start the new year in August, almost 21,000 degrees across the University of Illinois. It's more than ever in our history. We continue to set milestones. And one statistic that I thought was interesting, that our 2012-13 degrees roughly matched the total enrollment, not degrees, but total enrollment at Harvard, Princeton, Yale, and MIT combined. The impact that we have as an institution of higher education is enormous, and it's a reminder of the great responsibility that we have as we guide this institution, and the good fortune we have to have the quality of faculty and staff who enable us to do the job.